"You can go first," Ron snarled. White-faced and wandless, Lockhart approached the opening. "Boys," he said, his voice feeble, "boys, what good will it do?" Harry jabbed him in the back with his wand. Lockhart slid his legs into the pipe. "I really don't think," he started to say, but Ron gave him a push, and he slid out of sight. Harry followed quickly. He lowered himself slowly into the pipe, then let go. It was like rushing down an endless, slimy, dark slide. He could see more pipes branching off in all directions, but none as large as theirs, which twisted and turned, sloping steeply downwards, and he knew that he was falling deeper below the school than even the dungeons. Behind him he could hear Ron thudding slightly at the curves. And then, just as he had begun to worry about what would happen when he hit the ground, the pipe levelled out, and he shot out of the end with a wet thud, landing on the damp floor of a dark stone tunnel, large enough to stand in. Lockhart was getting to his feet a little way away, covered in slime and white as a ghost. Harry stood aside as Ron came whizzing out of the pipe too. "We must be miles under the school," said Harry, his voice echoing in the black tunnel.